Hey guys, this is Kyle from the North Star Cast. Just letting you know, we're doing some pretty nice deals on our apparel as the Vikings football season's coming around. We are doing, if you buy a shirt at full price, you will be able to buy a hat as well for 50% off. And as well, we'll be doing hats 20% off if you purchase them alone.
But wait, there's more!
If the Vikings win during that week, we will do a certain percentage off of the hats. So please stay tuned to our Facebook, Instagram, and all of our social media for those sorts of updates.
Bye, bye, bye!
Sell, sell, sell!
I'm Matt Pompous, along with me as always, Brent Wallace and Kyle Moore.
Get your own bit.
I did.
Oh, okay.
I'm Matt. You're Brent and Kyle.
The hell is that?
K-Fan.
K-Fan beer.
The Growlers?
Jesus.
Have you ever had a growler?
Huh.
They're cool.
Drink that on a weekend? Oof.
The whole weekend?
No, just 5 hours one day.
You ever heard of Edward?
Bye bye.
Edward Growler Hands.
Growler.
Rawr. Oh, what are you looking for?
A knife.
Here. That hurt.
I don't have a knife.
How about a pen?
But I've got a shaft. I have my keys.
Oh, keys work. I've got a charger.
Jingle keys.
I got a
jingle,
knife.
Jingle, jingle, jingle.
You can hear those. I got a Merca.
Nice.
You stand salute. Up and salute,
yeah, there's
sir.
Football on.
I salute you. Oh,
not
shit,
not right,
right
now,
no.
But...
in 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Plus or minus 10 minutes.
Isn't it that shitty team?
Which one, the Eagles or the Packers?
Both.
In that way. What am I looking for? MLB.com.
/ Dirty
stats.
Jobs.
No, stats. Stats. Not states. Stats. 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 Team. Team hitting. Hitting. Team hitting home runs. Team hitting home runs.
The fan.
Come on.
Wait, you gotta try it.
Oh,
you gotta have
sorry.
One. I hate the grips on these. Like, give me
on
a growler. Give me a reasonable.
I mean, like, how are you gripping? Just
jeez, I don't need that much.
Why is it? How? What's the percentage?
17.
17?
It's only 4.9.
Oh. You were both. I don't even know who to believe.
Excuse me. Excuse me. I'd like to get by now.
Excuse me. I'd like to get by now.
I should wait.
For what?
I almost took a sip.
Why not?
I should wait.
For the initial taste. On the podcast.
All right, and welcome back to the North Star Cast. My name is Brent Wallace. Alongside with me, as always, is Matthew Pompkins.
I already did
Kyle
this
Warren.
Bit. I already did it.
Oh.
No, it's okay.
What
you,
am I supposed to say
it.
Now?
I don't know. I don't know.
Can I
just
say it?
It? Yeah,
sure,
go,
yeah,
for,
go
it.
For it.
I don't want to.
No, now you gotta do it.
I really don't know. What is it? Welcome back to the North Star Cast. Along with me, as always, is Matthew Pompkins. Quist and Kyle Moore, how we doing, fellas?
Nailed it. There we go.
Doing great. Brent?
Yes.
Kyle, how are you?
I'm good, Brent. How, Kyle? Wait. Who are
all
we?
Right, I'm confused. Brent, you want to start from the top?
Sure, why not? Oh.
All right, ready?
No.
Was that not recording at all?
No, it's been recording this whole time.
Oh, nice. Well,
since I went up and got the beer.
Yeah. Well, let's do our...
So I was right?
Yeah. What do you have for us here, Brent?
Today, we are trying... No,
it's got a nice nose feel.
We're trying the...
Just have it go everywhere.
The Utapils K-Fan beer.
Mm.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Skull.
Skull.
What do you think? Now that
it's
just
really good.
Foam in your mouth.
Yeah, it's really
it's very foamy for after inhaling it.
What do you think? Good?
It's good beer.
I do enjoy that.
It's a good beer.
AJ.
it's a good beer.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's an unfiltered blonde ale at Utapils.
Could
it's
you
tough
call
to find
that
right
a
now.
Dirty blonde? Yeah, I just stole that joke.
From who?
K-Fan.
Did they say that?
Power Trip, yeah. Pretty sure they said that exact same thing.
I mean, it's pretty easy.
Yeah, yeah, right?
I like the unfiltered part.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That one's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's super hard to find.
Nowhere.
Have
you not seen this until right now?
There's a liquor store, Top Value Liquor, in Columbia Heights, right off of 694 and 65. They've got it in cans.
Is that right next to Utapils? Is that why?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They probably have a special delivery just from it. So when I went and got this, it was we went and stopped last Saturday. Me and Brittany were looking for this for a while now, and we finally found it at Utapils. So we went there, and it was like 3:30 on Saturday, and we're like, it's water.
Yeah,
It was like 3:30 on Saturday, and we're like, yeah, we're going to be the only ones there. Like, who the heck goes to a brewery at this time?
Yeah.
Packed. It was Oktoberfest.
It was.
Yeah, it was. It was really cool. But, yeah, it was rocking. But it's a cool brewery.
Mind if I...
We got to go down there. Yeah, go for it. There we go.
I don't want to keep setting my... I can still hear that.
Oh, setting
my
it on
idea,
the table?
My idea was foiled. I can hear so much in my noise-canceling headphones.
And he's loose.
Yeah, that is funny, though.
Yeah.
The irony.
Yeah. I stopped at three different liquor stores last week trying to find it.
I'm excited for it to come.
Yeah.
But it is here.
Yeah.
Like, in stores... Like, I can just run to the store quick and pick something.
Like around more.
Yeah, not drive to Minneapolis
to
go pick up a growler.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's good.
It's a good beer.
Stuff. How are you guys doing?
Good.
How's this week been?
Tired.
Not too bad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got the When in Doubt, Ope It Out.
That's right.
Stretch it on.
Awesome.
I like that.
Very comfy.
That's really cool.
This is a medium, and it fits pretty...
Medium?
Pretty big. So if you were to get one, maybe
get a large. Okay.
Large.
Because the medium feels like a large on me, which you don't expect to, like, I don't get small.
It looks comfy.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's great.
That looks really nice.
And I've already had a few people ask about it.
Where'd you get that?
Where'd I get it?
Yeah.
Online.
Oh, okay.
So you betcha.
I just wanted to be another one of those persons.
Yeah.
Where'd you get it?
Another one of those people.
I just go, oh, yeah, the You Betcha guy on, he makes all those videos. They're like, oh, yeah, that's pretty funny. Yep, well, see you later.
Yep. Nice talking to you.
Let's jump right into it. Let's get the bad boy out of the way. Twins.
Big week in sports.
Big week in sports.
Big.
Twins.
Bam.
Just clinched the Central Division last night.
Yeet.
First time since 2010.
Yep, almost a decade.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Crazy. But it was awesome. It was awesome. I saw the...
Is that the dehumidifier? They just unplug it.
Pull. There we go.
No, what the heck is that?
It's alive! I don't know what that is.
Alright, you guys keep talking. I'll try to figure this out real quick.
Alright.
Oh,
it's that one.
It's the filter fan.
Bryant. Heating and air.
As you were saying about the Minnesota Twins.
Oh, yeah. They just clinched the Central Division last night. Woo! So, Wednesday. I didn't see it until this morning.
No, I didn't either.
Because I was not about to stay up and watch the rest of the Indians game.
I did see I saw that they beat the Tigers.
Yep.
5-1 or whatever. And then
yep.
Me and my dad were watching until the White Sox-Indians game was like 8-3.
Okay.
White Sox. And
the final score.
We're like, yeah, we're just going to go to bed. And then before we went to bed, we were still watching like that pointless stuff that they talk about. Just like how he's throwing the pitch this way now compared to his hips are now this way. And then they showed the Twins in their dugout or like in their locker room and they're playing like board games and card games with the ski masks on just waiting.
They're
already prepped. Everything's
what
all
was the score of the Indian game?
8-3 they lost,
so they knew.
Yeah, pretty much.
When it was like the 7th or 8th inning, they got like a 3-run homer, the White Sox did. So then it was kind of just done after that. They were just waiting for the game to finally be over.
That is so much louder in this microphone.
Yeah, I know.
Because when you take it off, you like you're like... Yeah.
It sounds like the same.
Sorry. It's the water heater, actually.
Is it?
Yeah. We've never had that before. Not this loud.
Very interesting.
I don't know. I may have missed his Rocco Baldelli.
Balls.
On his birthday. On his birthday, that's pretty cool.
38th birthday.
Only the second manager to clinch on his birthday.
What percent was this beer, by the way, Brent?
4.739.
Okay, I was just making sure because you're having a little trouble with your words over there.
I had five shots before I came here.
Okay, yeah. See, that makes sense. See, that's the perks of having the podcast at your house. You can just do whatever you want.
No, I was at a bar. No.
Just downtown St. Paul is happy hour.
But yeah, that's awesome.
First year as our manager.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Seriously. And then today, going off of the division win, our 7th string guys in the lineup today win 10-6.
Yeah, we got our
10-4. I've got it right here.
We got our 300th home run.
300th home run by Jonathan Schoop.
Do you have the stats up?
I believe it's tied, isn't it?
No. After last night's game, we were tied at 299 with the Yankees. We hit 2 today. Jonathan Schoop and Williams Armadillo.
Damn. that's awful.
We're at 301,
and they're at 299.
And they're at 299. We each have 3 games left.
Baby!
So we would, if it ended today, we would push. So neither one of us would equal each other.
Why? I said they would win by 2.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, you did.
So I basically have a really dumb bet going.
Yeah, you do.
we should have made it like if it's like more, or if like the Twins have more, then it would only be like 10 or something.
That's not fun.
For me, for you.
The funny thing was, I just took a bet with Palmquist at even, and it was just whoever gets the most home runs, and then you come over here with, oh, they'll get 2 more home runs.
Deal.
Bet that.
Yeah. Sure, why not?
But yeah, so we're up 2 home runs.
Dang it.
And we each have 3 games to go. So,
what's going to happen is you are going to have to pay Palmquist.
Why?
I think Twins are going to beat him by 1.
You think so?
Yeah. Which means you would have to pay Palmquist, and I would just pretty much be out of it.
Twins are going for 100 wins, so they're going
to
be pushing.
I only made a bet with you, and he only made a bet with you.
Yeah, but I would have lost to him and won to you.
Oh, yeah.
So
I would have just gave him,
There you go. No. So I saw that light bulb right above your head.
So
I saw it.
Yeah.
There is
visual joke.
Yeah. There is a chandelier, air quotes. Another visual.
Yeah.
Above Kyle's head currently.
All about the visual jokes today.
Yeah. Big visuals. But yeah, so it's pretty cool. Right now, it seems like Jake Odorizzi might pitch the first game of playoffs. I don't. After he came out of the game the other night with his whatever it was.
It was a torn ACL in the elbow.
Ah, so an ECL. Your elbow.
Yeah, yeah, correct.
I don't know that.
No, you're right.
No.
You're right.
I can confirm that you guys said that. For sure.
But yeah, so we'll see if he does go in the first game. Otherwise, I'm thinking Barrios.
Barrios!
Yeah, yeah, that would be Barrios.
It kind of works. You're almost there.
What does he call him? The La Machina?
I have no idea.
Who?
La Machina.
Who's that?
Barrios.
It does work.
Yeah,
it works.
It does. It does. You just got to think about it. How are you going to say it?
Double think about what you're saying and hearing.
So,
is that about it?
Yep.
Sweet. what do we got from hockey?
Hockey, there hasn't really been anything too exciting. There's just been the thing that I keep seeing, and I'm just coming up with this as I think about it. There's a lot of guys getting these contracts that I prefer. That we had contract talk last week about, like, guys getting 7 or 8 years for $80 million or whatever, these big contracts like Spurgeon's was. And I've been seeing a lot of these other NHL guys getting 3-year deals for like a $6 million average. Doesn't really break the bank, but they're still getting paid what they're worth, just at a smaller year-by-year stint, which I really like those kinds of contracts because nothing's guaranteed in sports for like any player that you sign. You know what I mean? So when you sign these... And all these guys are, like, younger guys, like, early 20s, mid-20s. They haven't even hit their primes yet, and they've had... Yeah, us. Which
oh,
is...
God.
Yeah, don't bring that up, because it just makes... Yeah, we're old.
Simmons
and we're,
is old.
And we're not good at sports anymore.
So, I never was.
No, I was terrible at sports.
I don't know. I was just there.
I just like to be there. Just be around the team and stuff.
Most of the time, I just sat back on the other end. You guys were having fun. I was just singing.
Tried
myself.
To keep it out of your end, but it mainly stayed in your end. But yeah, like these guys who are 22 to 24 getting these 3-year deals for like $6.5 million a year, like Matthew Tkachuk from Calgary. He just got a deal like that. There's a few other guys. They're all just like these. Names that you guys don't really know, and I don't really know either.
Sorry. No, I'm seeing how loud it actually is. I don't think it's that loud. It is.
Yeah, it's pretty.
I think it is. That's fine. We'll figure it out.
Background noise.
Yeah, there you go. It's like a background song.
Yeah.
You know.
We haven't used music in a while.
Yeah, I laid off of it ever since our one podcast post. Because I think it was because we were playing songs.
And it was like copyrighted stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think it.
But other times. It
and
wasn't...
I think that's why it. Like, if you guys listen, we had a couple complaints about it on iTunes where it like got really loud, and I think iTunes did something to like, almost when they were like checking it, they like pulled the music up.
Yeah.
As they were checking it, and now it's. So it kind of messed it up, and then...
Yeah, so thanks, iTunes.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Sorry, Kyle. You were saying...
No, I was kind of just rambling on about that stuff. I really don't have... I don't really have too much on hockey. Nothing too exciting out of the Minnesota Wild organization. Just gearing up for the season to start up.
Yeah. One thing I do have about hockey is we had our text going this week, and each of us were...
Kind
of given our predictions of how the Central Division was going to play out.
We did do that.
Yeah. Do we want to read those off?
Yeah, I mean, sure.
I can pull it up.
I mean, it's pretty simple.
Yeah, I mean...
And there's no question, when you have the best goalie, arguably, of all time...
But when he's on your bench...
behind Dubnyk. It just it doesn't do you any good.
Yeah, that's true. So we'll start out with Matty P's because he texted it first. Matty P has a central division going Dallas, St. Louis, Minnesota, Colorado, Chicago.
Chicago.
I texted second, so I'll read mine second. We have mine going Dallas, Colorado, St. Louis, Minnesota, and Chicago.
Chicago.
And then good old Brent over there, he's got Minnesota, Dallas, Colorado, Chicago, then St. Louis.
Oof.
Hot takes.
St. Louis is a joke.
They just won the Stanley Cup. Yeah. They're definitely not going to...
And just got Justin Falk.
Yeah. The thing that I worry about them is Binnington and seeing if he can... It's not going to correlate to what he did in the playoffs to the regular season. I don't think that he's going to have... And the whole St. Louis Blues in general, I feel like they're not going to have... They'll probably make the playoffs again, but I don't see them doing what they did last year, especially how they started out last year, last place. Mm-hmm. And then they in January they came back. Everyone knows the story. They came into the playoffs and just were on a hot streak. So maybe Brent's take is pretty good, having St. Louis in last.
Brent, you're a smart guy.
Thanks. That's questionable, but thank you. I'll just be honest with you guys. It's happening. Wild are winning the Stanley Cup this year. Mark it down. It's happening. So, when it happens...
It's today's date.
The 26th.
6:54 and 10 seconds.
Correct. It's happening. And,
did you get that?
I can't wait to make money off of it. That's for sure.
At 6:54 p.m.
What are you making money off of?
I don't know.
Alright.
I just wrote that down just
bet?
Thank you.
Add to the joke.
Sure.
I don't know what we're betting yet.
Neither
but
do I.
The Wild against the spread?
Not
even money.
$50
Anything else?
I don't have anything else on the Wild.
Not in the Wild.
That's I do have a random thing that I wanted to bring up.
About the Timberwolves?
No, just about in general.
You know what? We have skipped the Timberwolves for like the last...
Oh, dude, we haven't talked about the Timberwolves. We haven't talked about basketball since the playoffs.
Yeah. There's nothing to talk
about. Really, we barely did
the
that.
One thing I saw was Karl Anthony Towns. They ranked the top 30 players, and he was in the top 10. He was like the 8th.
Wow.
He was number 8. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Right?
He's going to leave Minnesota.
I mean, he's still on his big contract, but I mean...
He's got, what, 3 years, 4 years?
He'll definitely leave in the next year or two, I'd say.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, when you're that good, you want to go somewhere where you're going to win. Everyone else is doing it, you might as well do it too.
But he else is jumping off a cliff.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, we got to bring up Antonio Brown in a little bit here.
We
will.
But
go ahead, take your, your hot take.
This was a thing, this is, like, very random.
Skull Vikes.
This was like a thing that I noticed. This was a few weeks ago now, just like a random life thing, and I think you guys can attest to this.
Do it up. Let's hear it.
So
yes,
grilling. Okay.
Oh yeah. We're on the right.
We all know how to grill. We all enjoy grilling, right? Yeah. That's kind of like a normal guy thing to do, a normal dad thing to do.
Real guy's guy.
Like just I'm gonna handle the grill, whatever.
Sexist, but yeah, keep going.
Yes.
Well, going off of that, this came to my thought two times. I was with Miranda. I was with her family because her cousin's getting married, so they all met in Woodbury to those new apartments right across from Bielenberg.
Okay.
Her aunt lives there, and they have, like, outdoor grills and tables to sit at. So we were sitting out there, and we were going to grill burgers and hot dogs and stuff, and I'm the only guy there. And they're like, all right, let's get starting to grill. And, like, instinctively, I just got up. Turned on the grill and then just started slapping meat on there and like all the burgers and hot dogs and stuff and just started going, and then like none of them like said that they were gonna do it, so I just started doing it, and they're like, oh yeah, for sure, Kyle, you could do it. And then like did that for the next 15-20 minutes, and everything came up great, obviously.
Well, yeah,
obviously. I
mean, you were cooking.
And then that brings me to my second time. This came up. It wasn't me that ended up grilling this time. It was, we were at Miranda's friend's house for her birthday, and it was like a family thing again, and we're grilling burgers and brats and all that stuff, and there was an uncle there, and he did the same thing. As soon as grilling started to happen, he instinctively got up, grabbed all the meat, and went to the grill and started grilling, and then he did what I did too, like everyone's eating, he's like, oh, how's the meat look on the inside? And they like show him the burger and it's like not pink in the middle. He's like, oh, okay, good. Yeah. And then it's like just turned into that like the alpha male to like grill. And like I've noticed that, and then that made me notice times before, it's like my dad does that. He just immediately just gets into like the grill mode where all he cares about is that meat for that 20 minutes that he's on the grill. And like I do the same thing.
I
like,
do it.
When I was the oldest guy at my house last year in Mankato, we had like a lacrosse get together at our house. I grilled all the food because I was the oldest guy on the team, so I just started to grill all the food and I just did it.
It's just
sit there with your spatula, your beer.
Yep. Oh yeah, I had the beer going.
There's only a few feelings in the world that are better than just grilling.
It's awesome.
Have you ever seen the Traeger grills? Where
the
you
who?
Can Traeger?
No.
Traeger.
Great show.
Thank you.
It's a wood pellet grill, and it can like do smoking. It can just do grilling.
Yeah.
But you control the temperature off your phone.
Oh, that's cool.
And all like.
It's almost like a programmable Big Green Egg, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. And I want one so bad, but they're so expensive.
How much?
A cheap one.
And you're not gonna get a cheap one.
Exactly.
Yeah, so like $800.
That's not as bad as I was thinking.
That's a cheaper end one. Like that's the one with the cell phone capability still.
Yeah.
But also,
what's this called?
Traeger.
Can you spell that?
Treger.
Can you use it in a sentence?
I love my Traeger grill.
Ger.
That could be wrong spelling.
Tra.
That was a correct sentence, though.
Thank you.
Language of origin?
Dutch.
Merca.
Perfect. Perfect.
And this is very. And I'm not. For.
Cool.
You guys looking at?
Yeah.
Keep
talking.
Join the wood-fired revolution.
Yeah.
This is not a shot at you, Brittany. Brittany doesn't listen to this, but still.
But she was standing up there.
just leave me alone when I'm grilling. Just.
Oh, does she like? Does she?
She wants to talk.
Oh,
I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
Yeah. You don't want that.
But no, just
nope.
Unless you want to talk about the meat, let me just work it.
All I want is a sliding door open. How's that going?
Yep. Need a beer?
Need a beer?
Yep.
Yes, please.
How much longer?
10 minutes.
You get three. Three times max you get to ask one of those questions for me, okay? It'll be done.
It doesn't work. I can't rush it.
And then
I can't.
What I do, I don't talk. All I ask for is, could you grab me a plate?
Yep. The plate. Because you always forget the plate when you go out there.
Or, I need the cheese. Could you grab me the cheese? Yep. And make sure you take off the paper part. So then we have perfect sliced cheese.
I just want to...
That's pretty spendy.
$1,400 for an 885 pellet grill. Ironwood series.
But I mean, is it worth it?
I'm sure.
Was it worth it?
Like, you can, on your phone, you can tell it to either smoke or grill.
That's pretty cool.
Look at this unnecessary.
But I mean, come on.
I like the temperature.
You could do 10 chickens on that grill.
7 rib racks?
9 pork butts?
I like the ability to change the temperature. Because, like, that's one thing I gotta get better with is the temperature control.
Yep.
But
it's all about opening and closing.
Blast it on high.
Right now I do.
Start it off hot. And then... Lift it up a little bit so the heat comes out, and then you close it to get it.
Drop it down to a medium high.
Yep.
No, I just leave it high.
Yeah.
I put it on high and I put a cast iron in there when I'm cooking steaks.
Okay.
And I put a cast.
Yeah, well, see, we don't really do steaks at our house too much. Either which do I'm, I, which I'm sad
I,
about.
I have a medium rare steak. I can whip you up one pretty good now.
Medium rare is my go to.
You put a cast iron in the grill.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Put the cast iron in the grill. Slam. You do, like. 2 to 3 minutes on one side, flip it 2 to 3 minutes on the next,
and then you gotta
then put it in the cast iron for like as long as like it's up to you and how crispy you want the outside to be.
Yeah,
nice freaking and charred.
So good. But yeah, good point. Grilling yeah. is a
it's a definitely
great
a,
great thing.
It's kind of a sport.
It's really if you think it's about relaxing.
It.
Too.
It's oh, I love it. And then I watching my dad as. As humans, adapt as they usually do, my dad brings out a stool. He has his grilling stool.
Oh, good for him!
So he goes up and he
what a genius!
he like right at the edge of it. So he's like this. He just got his spatula in his hand, puts his elbow on his thigh, and he just watches the grill. And he just chills out.
Oh, that's nice.
Silence.
That's nice. Sorry about that background noise. But
for the first half yeah. of this podcast.
But
yeah, he just chills out, so he didn't have to stand anyway. He got sick of standing. And I did the same thing when we took a grill in Mankato. We found a grill on the side of the road for free, and we just took it, fixed it up. All that was Beauty. Wrong with it was the electric starter. Just needed a battery.
I was going to say, just flick a match in there, too.
Yeah. Well, we just switched out the battery. It was like one AA battery that you needed to put in there, and then it worked just as good as it did before. And
oh, I want a grill now.
Yeah. It's just, like, I would do that when I was in Mankato. I was like, you know what I'm going to do after class? I'm going to go home, and I'm going to grill some burgers.
What's your go-to music?
When country. I'm grilling?
Yeah.
Country.
What though? There's one... How do I say that? There's one person, or one group artist.
What, Zach Brown Band?
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Freaking perfect.
Him, that's or? The best.
Like Castaway, or like.
Yeah, that's a good dude. One. Toes.
Chicken Fried is always.
Oh, God.
Beer Can by Luke Combs.
Luke Combs is
he's
getting
so
out there,
good.
Dude. He's coming just to town like today or tomorrow or something.
28th.
So, a couple
Saturday.
Days.
Saturday.
Yep. Saturday.
Yeah. But yeah, the way that song starts, the
ksh, yeah,
just cracks the beer. It's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, he's coming out with the new album too.
November 9th.
Yeah.
2nd, 9th.
Yeah, he's on the come up for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, grilling music is a go-to. Sometimes I use it, sometimes I don't. It depends how long you're grilling or like.
Oh, I just throw it on the phone and just let it rip.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dude. This, the whatever one.
You're going to have.
The $800 one that you said?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Dude, yeah. Look, like.
24 burgers or 5 racks of ribs
yeah.
or 4 chickens. Whole yeah. chickens.
Like an actual, you just
it's like,
throw the
yeah.
live chicken out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There
you go. That's a good one.
Thanks. Yeah, I want that grill perfect. So bad. So bad.
When you get your new house. Sorry.
It's coming.
Can't.
It's coming. Mm-hmm. I got some things in the works, boys.
I don't.
Bookmark?
I'm still at home.
Add bookmark?
favorites? We'll go to NFL real quick, and then I have something, too.
Sunday.
Well, there's... For NFL, it's literally the Antonio Brown thing that I wanted to bring up, and I'm sure you guys did too, and then just like Vikings.
Especially after last week with you.
Yeah, I know. The last few weeks with me yeah. saying give him a second chance, and now he's...
This is one of the few times where I can feel kind of good, like, yeah, I got Kyle.
And I can rightfully say that I was wrong, and I feel as big as an idiot as Antonio Brown is an actual idiot.
You got God,
man.
I
wouldn't go that far, because he's pretty bad. So
well, I mean,
but I get what you're saying.
So the most recent stuff that's come out, he's never playing in the NFL ever again. And he's going back to Central Michigan to take some online courses, going back to school.
I respect that part of it.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean,
but his statement about why he's not coming back to the NFL, he's like, I want the owners to issue an apology about how they treat me. And, dude, like, how about you worry about your sexual assault that is coming across on you right now from two different women?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how about you worry about that before we issue apologies to anyone?
And then, going off of that, he started pointing fingers to all the analysts and whoever was, like, talking smack to him, like, saying, oh, you've had controversy before, too, and you all this and that. As soon as that person starts pointing fingers and starts trying to deflect,
mm-hmm.
you know something's up. Like, he's trying to just, like, oh, well, it was your fault instead, is, like, if... Just, like, man up and take whatever's happened. But that's not his maturity level.
Yeah.
I just pulled up this tweet that came out, like, I think today. So, Antonio Brown tweeted, the game need me, I'm like test answers. Okay? And then
first off,
if you read into that, he's got all the test answers, so he's going to pass every class.
Yeah, that's true.
First off, I think he's the worst... texture than I am.
That's a hot take.
Yeah, that is a hot take, but
after hearing that,
I might have a little up on him.
Yeah.
But then
that's funny.
Yeah. And then Golden Tate, the wide receiver, he quoted the tweet and just goes, "What?" with three question marks.
Oh, and then, yeah, that's funny.
And then Eric Weddle, he's the safety for, I forget who it is now.
Jacksonville.
No, I forget who he's with.
I thought it was Seattle.
I think so.
Sure.
So he replies to Golden Tate's quoted tweet and says, "Def don't." And then some random Twitter said, "Weddle, I F with you, bro, but you can't guard AB over the top."
Rams.
And then Weddle comes back with him to, "Don't need to, isn't on a team."
What a great answer. What a great comeback.
I just thought it was, because, like, Antonio, it's just so frustrating. And then, like, all of my speculation, he planned to go to the Patriots. He's just an idiot. All that stuff that he was doing with the Raiders, he's just dumb. He's just burning his feet. The helmet issue, the punching the general manager almost, the phone call with John Gruden, the video of him celebrating that he's gone from the Raiders. All of it we thought was like a ploy to get to a better team. And then a day into being with the New England Patriots, there's a sexual assault charge on him.
Two of them.
And then later there was a second.
Yeah.
And then he threatened one of them over text.
Yeah.
And then that came out later.
Just, it sounds like he's just an awful guy. I mean, I thought that earlier on. I'm not saying I'm right, because I think it's worse than what I thought. Truthfully, I do. And I think there is very strong evidence out there against him that we have not seen yet. And the reason I say that is because the Patriots were able to let him go, essentially, with the guaranteed money just being left there. Like, they just let him go.
Mm-hmm.
He raised a little hell about it, but I'm guessing they were like, well, one, like, we have this detail about you, and do you want us to release that and say why we really let you go, or do you just want to shut up and let us go?
Yeah.
Because if you're really leaving $30 million on the table, you're going to fight for that $30 million. You know what I mean? Especially when you owe a chef $28,000 or whatever he owes everyone.
Yeah.
But, so I think there's actually something out there that's worse than the text messages. I don't know what that is, but I think more news is about to break with him, and it's not going to be good for him.
Yeah, that's very true. And the money thing, he came into this year guaranteed $30 million. Then it moved down to about $1.5 million. He loses his deal with Nike.
Which,
and then,
how much was that? That's got to be another
million. Yeah, and then I think it was like about $150,000 he's going to net out by the end of this year.
Jesus.
Like, that pay cut
is substantial.
Yeah.
It's just...
It's a lot of money still, outrageous. But that, is insane.
Yeah, for his costs, though, that he probably has to deal with, 150K is not cutting it.
No.
So he's in trouble.
God, dude, that's just
crazy. And then he's going back to school. He's got student loans. He's got books to pay for and a futon for his dorm room.
What do you do with that money? Like, truthfully?
30 mil? Or like...
Any, like, what professional sports gets... Like, the amount of money that they get. I mean, you look at hockey players. What do they do with that money? Like, if you... I get that, like, Zach Parise has that beautiful home now. But, like, what about the other millions of dollars that he has? Like, he...
Invest
especially,
it,
like, hockey players. It. Hockey players don't advertise how much they make. Like, they definitely live a good life. I'm not saying that. But, like...
But they aren't showing up to the rink in...
helicopters,
short suit,
yeah,
whatever
Gucci,
you want to call it,
all
yeah.
this stuff, yeah.
A bonnet.
They just Cam have to, their bank account has to just be loaded with money,
yeah,
which is awesome. Like
so much that you don't know what to do with it, kind of money.
Where I get like Antonio Brown is probably not doesn't have a lot. You know, he's probably like AP where. AP is millions of dollars in debt for some reason.
Yeah.
But we got another new beer coming up here, Kyle.
Oh, no. I don't even have time for mine.
We got Skolsch.
Skolsch.
Nice.
Ouda Pils Skolsch
Thank
beer.
Thank you, Pumquist.
Never had this either.
Me neither.
I love the can.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Ouda Pils is just killing it right now.
Right.
All right, ready on
Ouda
three?
Ouda Pils.
One, two, three. That's good. There's three separate lines.
Yeah, that was
good.
Cheers,
Skol. Skol.
I'm
going
to use my cup.
I really.
That sounds fantastic.
It's really quiet on here, but that was a great sound. It is good.
It's good beer.
That's a good beer.
Oh, yeah.
I like the K-Fan one better, but
I do too.
This is good too.
This is more of a lighter beer.
Mm-hmm.
I like Kolsch's.
You guys know about the nose trick?
Yeah, I taught my cousin that this week. Aaron.
I'm sorry. Oh.
You thought Kale?
Yeah.
No. Kale was on. Did you hear him on the power trip?
No.
What?
Were you listening to...
Ooh, I like that.
The power trip today?
That's nice.
Yeah.
When they had callers... call in
for
Sauce.
Is that what they do? Was he really?
No, so Sauce is terrible about telling stories. He tells just
so
awful
bad.
Stories.
Yeah.
And so they're like, he's like, can I tell you guys a story from yesterday? And they're like, oh my God, here we go again. And then Corey goes like, here, let's get some listeners to call in and see if, let's take a vote. Best, it's out of five. Either yes or no. So they call in and Kale was the first one.
Really?
Yeah. And it's like, should we let Meat Sauce tell the story? Kill. Oh, no.
No. Oh, God, no.
We went 3-0 against Sauce, and so he couldn't tell the story, and they cut to break right after.
The other day, they went 3-1 in favor of Sauce.
Yeah. And it was a bad story.
Yeah.
I love that. That's
it is a good bit.
You get what you pay for.
That's a clean-looking beer.
This fits a lot.
These glasses are
16?
Cool. These are the free glasses I got.
Really?
It can't be 16.
This one was at Bourbon Butcher in Farmington. That's from Bottles and Burgers, or Burgers and Bottles. That's in Egan.
Yeah.
And they're owned by the same people.
Mm.
They're also owned by Whiskey Inferno, but they have this, like, every training camp, because they're, like, right across the street from TCO. They give out these
glasses. Viking Lakes.
Yeah. You get one beer and you get a glass.
Wow.
So, we go there every training camp.
I have one that I stole from Weggie's in Mankato. And then
borrowing.
And then I got one from Grandma's up in Duluth.
Yeah.
It's got the bridge on
there
it.
There you go.
Cool, huh?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I'm sure it's cool.
Oh, yeah, it is cool. I can't agree with you. It is cool.
Grandma's Sports Garden or Grandma's?
Grandma's.
So the Sports Garden is the big one with the big dance floor. or the big wooden floor.
This
the
one just had like the store in the front. And
okay, that's grandma's.
Yeah.
All right, so we're giving this update.
Sports
about...
Garden's the bar.
Yeah.
The party.
No, it wasn't there.
No.
Me and Miranda went up to Duluth for the lights and ate food there.
Oh, fun.
Yeah,
what lights?
Good. The
Bentleyville.
Yeah.
Oh,
Christmas it was really lights. Cool.
Christmas.
It is. It's super
enjoyed
cool.
It. We got a hotel for it and everything. It was nice.
So we got a update
got to bed
from...
at like 8 o'clock.
Nice. An update.
On the Keg League. Just
oh, yeah?
giving you guys a weekly update. I think I beat Kyle this week.
Yep.
For my first win.
Woohoo!
Nice.
I'm 1-2
no,
now.
Hey, me too.
No, you played me. You got your first win in our other league. You're playing me this week.
Ah. All right,
in
good
the
to
Keg
know.
League.
I beat
yeah,
Perry
right
in our other league.
I did get my first win this week, too. Oh, no, I lost. I led. I lost this week, I guess.
So are you 0-3?
No, I'm 1-2.
1-2, me too.
I'm 2-1.
Are you in the ale or the whatever the other one is?
LD,
the lager
division.
I love the names.
Yeah, thank you, dude. I'm in the awards each week. No one really sees them.
I looked. Are they the same as last year?
Yeah,
like top foam and
yeah. I'll pull them up because I love it. Like,
did you name them all? Or
yeah, I put a lot of time into that.
That's funny.
Where is this? You guys talk amongst yourselves.
We've got three teams that are currently undefeated in this league. PJ's Boat, so Gecky. Blitz a Small World. I'm pretty sure that's Brittany. You're Brittany.
Brittany Allen.
And then Willie's Steamboaters, which is Bobby.
Yeah, which is a turnaround.
Bobby's undefeated.
Turnaround from last year.
He already beat me.
I don't know how he did that.
I don't know. He beat me on my... when it was the week that Breeze got hurt.
Oh, yeah? That'll happen.
Yeah.
That sucks.
That'll do it.
I don't know how to find that.
For me personally, I'm 2-1.
You're
2-1? In all three of my leagues. So I'm pretty consistent all around here.
Well, that's good though.
Yeah.
I think I'm 1-2 in all three of my leagues.
I think I am too.
Hey, at least you're all consistent, right?
Right.
I also have a question for you guys. In one of my leagues, I was trying to trade for Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
I was trying to trade for him.
What did you
so
offer?
I was trying to get Patrick Mahomes and DK Metcalf.
So DK like Metcalf?
For the
so
Seahawks.
Like an average wide receiver.
Yeah.
Like a second.
Like nothing special.
He's a wide
yet.
Receiver too for Seattle.
Yeah. And I was offering Matt Ryan, Amari Cooper, and Melvin Gordon or Golden Tate. Whichever one he wanted. And he said no because his biggest holdup was he's like, well, I don't know if Melvin Gordon's going to...
He's coming back in 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's like,
not
I don't
this
know,
week,
I,
next week.
You
though,
don't
yeah.
even know that Melvin Gordon's coming back. I was like, all right, like, I think so. I really think he's going to come back this season.
Year,
but
yeah.
And he's like, no, like, I'm not... It was to Aaron.
Oh.
And he's like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm like, all right, like, that's fair. Like,
it
I get
is.
The wanting Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
So this last week, I scored, between Matt Ryan and Amari Cooper, I scored 10 more points. Than
what
Patrick Mahomes
did.
And DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
Metcalf?
Yeah.
That's right. And so I sent it to him. I'm like, I should have taken him. And he lost.
For 1 week.
He lost, I won. And I was like, should have taken him, man. He's like, admit, you know, I got to think about it. And I was like, well, now the offer is off the table because, you know, I'm getting more points. No, this was before that.
Oh.
And then yesterday comes around, and I took a screenshot of it, sent it to him.
You really should have taken it.
He goes, shut up, I know. Oh, that was great.
Yeah, that's all fantasy right. football in a nutshell
yeah,
for
is.
You.
All right, I'll give you Teddy Bridgewater.
The Thursday night.
Cole Beasley. And Marvin Jones Jr.
First off, I had Teddy Bridgewater if I wanted Teddy Bridgewater.
By the way, the Thursday night game is underway, I believe.
Who is it?
Great.
Philly and Green Bay.
Who are two teams that I could care less about?
Going off of that Melvin Gordon thing, I'm glad he's not starting this week because they have the Dolphins. Yeah. And I have Eckler in one of my leagues, so he's about to go off.
Eckler?
Yeah.
I've got him in one of mine, too.
And then I also have the Chargers defense playing against Miami. That's your name?
Yeah, nice. In my my Duluth league.
Nice.
All right, keep talking real quick here. I'm trying to find this.
We could go into the Vikings pregame talk, even though it's Thursday. Yeah. And what we think is going to happen on Sunday. I believe me and you both have them losing, and Brent has them winning.
That's correct.
I think we match up very well against the Bears.
I do too.
We have the best running game in the league.
100%.
And we don't really have to rely on the passing, I think, to beat the Bears. Even though they have a very stellar defense.
They do. They do. I think that our run game is going to be very effective against their defense. Their defense is very good, like you said. But I think our new offensive line, I think we'll be able to dismantle the front four for sure.
So what you're saying is the running game is going to carry us to victory. Thank you.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
That was. But yes.
I think it'll neutralize Khalil Mack more than we think as well, because last week he was electric on the pass rush.
Yeah.
And
they were also playing Washington.
Yeah. That's true, too. But
and Case Keenum, who had 5 giveaways.
Yeah. That goes off of what we talked about last week of, like, people saying Kirk is not as good as Case Keenum, and it's, well,
unacceptable.
He's about to be taken over by a rookie quarterback in Washington.
I believe it.
So
this is the week to do it for them, because I think they have the Giants.
Yeah. They got Daniel Jones.
That kid. Wow.
So many quarterbacks had great weeks. Kyle Allen, is that his name?
Yep.
For Carolina, had four throwing touchdowns. Like we just said, Daniel Jones. He had the game winning run in for the Giants.
Yep.
First ever Giants history to come back from an 18-point deficit as a quarterback.
Yeah.
Ever.
Eli Manning was like 0-44, and Daniel Jones is 1-0.
Yeah.
But yeah, he had 2 passing, 2 rushing.
I was listening to
Electric
K-Fan, and they were talking about Gardner Minshew and about his name and stuff. He's Gardner Minshew II, but his dad's name isn't Gardner Minshew.
No.
He just called him that.
It's hilarious.
He just called him Gardner Minshew II. And then I just saw a picture on Instagram with him, and I forget his name from Napoleon Dynamite, the uncle.
Uncle Rico.
They took a picture together, and they look exactly the same.
That's hilarious.
Because Uncle Rico looks like 20 years older than Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
They have the headband, the same like hair that like mid parts, and then they both have like a thick mustache with like a little bit of 5 o'clock shave.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
That's hilarious.
He had a really good game too.
He is. From what I'm hearing, is he's Nick Foles-ing Nick Foles. Coming in and replacing the starter. And
of course, Nick Foles came in when Carson Wentz was having an MVP year.
Yeah, exactly.
And he like blacked out for 3 games in the playoffs.
Yeah, what happened? Where am I?
But
this is the Super Bowl.
Going back to what we were supposed to be talking about, the Vikings.
Oh, that's what we were?
I still think that we match up very well against the Bears. Our run game is going to get us past them. Dalvin Cook is going to get his 100 yards and probably at least a touchdown.
Yep.
We're going to pass it when we have to. And our defense is going to destroy Trubisky.
Yeah.
And our running game is going to outweigh their running game, I believe. They have Tariq Cohen. They have
David Montgomery.
Yeah, they have a good run game. But I think ours is just a little bit better than theirs. And then our defense is just going to tear Trubisky apart.
Yeah. I think our run game is actually a lot better than what theirs is. David Montgomery hasn't really shown a whole lot. I haven't seen a whole lot from him. he's supposed to be really good, and I believe it. But then you bring in Tariq Cohen, and he's more of your pass-catching back.
Yep.
He, more times than not, from what I'm seeing, is he is split out almost as a wide receiver rather than a running back. But, yeah, it'll be...
I
like,
hope
like you keep saying, it's a good matchup. This game is going to be really good. This is going to make or break the division.
Yeah, for sure. Like, we haven't even gone into the records. Green Bay's undefeated at 3-0.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit's 2-0-1, and we're tied with the Bears at 2-1. It's a pretty feisty division that we're in this year. Those division wins and losses are really going to make or break if we can get into the playoffs or not.
Bears are 0-1 in the division. We're 0-1 in the division. Green Bay's 2-0 in the division.
Yep.
Lions are 0-0 in the division.
Anything else? No, that's all the teams.
The Chargers are, I don't know.
Yeah.
What are you looking up over there?
I was trying to find the trophies, but ESPN deleted them.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, I looked it up.
I'm going to be honest. I forgot what you were looking up until you said
it. But
I was looking forward to hearing them. Do you remember any of them?
Yeah, it was like Top Foam, Backwash, I forget them all now.
Shotgun.
It was freaking good.
Like shotgunning.
It was all beer related. Yeah, it was pretty good. But I did find this. It has a final standing projection. So it's from draft. They have a draft day to current. And so, like, on our first day of the draft, it ranked us how we were going to finish in the league. And now it has the current where they project us.
Yeah, I...
You saw this?
I looked it up.
It's crazy. I never...
It said I'm going to finish fourth or something.
What are you? Who are you?
I am Schmitty Werbenman Jensen's.
Now you're
second.
You want
to know why? Because he was number one last year.
Yep. But I guess I'm going to be number
two. No, that's not true.
I was number one last
year. Yeah, but...
That's who Schmitty Werbenman Jensen. He was number one.
Yeah.
Oh,
but I'm projected to end number two this year.
Now you're projected... You were number one, so you had the best draft.
Sweet.
Nice.
And now you dropped it to...
Excellent.
Shit.
Goki dropped and went from 2-1, so you guys switched spots. Little Sebastian? Who is that?
Is it Kale?
Either Kale or Aaron.
He went from 3rd to 13th. Dropped 10 spots.
Holy crap.
I don't...
Somehow I went up. I'm only 1-2, and I went up. I don't know how that happened. Maybe Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, maybe. No.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool that they do that, though.
I've never seen this.
But
it's really cool.
But like,
Little Sebastian's
that, goes back to the projections of like players and stuff. I never go off of their projections.
Yeah.
I go off of who they're playing.
So do I.
So it's like...
Just like this week, I have a tough time starting Bears defense. Truthfully, I do. I don't know why, but I do.
Bears defense?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have them in one of my leagues, but I don't want to pick up another defense.
Yeah, I know.
Actually.
I have a lot of guys out right now.
Just pick up the defense that is playing Miami that week. Every single...
I have them in one of my leagues.
You have the
Chargers.
Chargers,
yeah. In our Dynasty one.
Yeah, I have one in our Keg League.
Dude, Bobby Mozoff had 195 points last week.
And then, that's nuts. And then Brittany lost, my sister Brittany, lost by 0.2.
Oh, no. That's so sad.
Just crazy.
Strand.
Yeah.
And then...
0.1.
In the other league that we're in...
0.1.
Wow.
The other league that we're in, the money one...
Yeah.
Even if I would have played those players... Like, I go off of... So I had... Three guys project. They each had over like 25 points, and I played the wrong.
Sorry,
that was his chair. Yeah. I played the wrong guys, and even if I played the right guys, because I wouldn't have put in like LeSean McCoy.
Yeah,
I still would have lost. So I wasn't too sad about it. I just hate that about some leagues.
Yeah.
Or like I'll say it again, the Keg League is so fun because when you have 14 teams, it's like it's your team or bust, really. Like,
no, I didn't tell you guys about this league. It's a cool league. It's 10 teams.
10 teams.
This is a coworker of mine. He does it like this.
Okay.
And you do not have a bench. You don't have a bench.
Ooh.
And it's auto draft.
Ooh.
So it's everyone
it
puts
literally
in,
goes running
everyone
back.
Puts in $20 and it's just auto draft and you get what you get, and then you get $200 to spend on free agency throughout the whole year. And so it's
and
you
then
know,
auction off the players,
yeah,
kind of thing.
So then like bye weeks you gotta let one guy go and you gotta pick someone up. Like, or you can try to keep him, and
there's so many different ways to play fantasy football.
So I like that option. It's crazy. And then there's one more where Wes brought it up. It's 17 teams. You start off with 17 teams, and each week it's everyone versus everyone.
Yeah,
whoever
the
lowest
score
gets kicked
out.
And then his players go to free agency, and then you have like 200 points or $500 or whatever. I'd love that too. So by the end, if hopefully you didn't spend all your money and you're in the final, and then you can pick up
everybody.
Pretty much an all-star league, you know, at that time. But
yeah, could you imagine that final week matchup?
Crazy.
It's like Ezekiel Elliott and Le'Veon Bell with Julio Jones.
Yeah,
and
but at the same time, it's not because it could be that the Dallas is sitting all their guys.
That's what I mean. So you got to pick up those, like...
So then you got to make sure that you...
Alfred Morris.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to pick up just different guys. But that one would be cool, too. But anything else on fantasy football?
No.
We hit that one hard.
Yeah.
So I have a couple of recommendations for you guys.
Okay.
On podcasts. So other podcasts to listen to. Number one being Joe Rogan. Have you guys listened to him?
I have listened to a few of his.
Haven't. You guys keep mentioning it, and I keep
pick and choose which one you want.
Yeah, he has so many.
He has so many. Like
anyone
thousand.
That you want to listen to, he's probably had them on. And they're like 3-hour-long podcasts.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
And so, like, pick the person you want to listen to. Yeah. Like, he has a lot of stand-up comedians on there, which is, like, fun to listen to every now and then. But, like, a lot of the time it's about insider stuff, and it's like, I don't care all that much about, but that one's really good, and you learn a lot. Like, I listened to a girl about, like, medieval different things, like, different torture things and medicine and all that.
Kinky.
Not kinky.
Never mind.
It was, like, torture. Medical, medieval medical practice and stuff like that. It's just like you learn
so witch doctor.
Such different things.
And then going up, like another thing I learned from one of his is like about chimpanzees.
Yeah.
About their like cannibals. Have you ever heard?
I have heard, yeah.
They're very aggressive and all that. Have you heard
cannibals?
About that? They eat other monkeys.
Oh, yeah.
And they like are very...
Vicious.
Vicious. They'll... rip fingers at a time, toes, rip off, like, scratch your eyes out, and, like, they're very aggressive animals, and they come off as, like...
Just got chills.
They come off as, like, these cute and cuddly creatures, but they're vicious, and they're strong.
And now they're, like, moving into the rock age?
Yeah, they're getting smarter.
Yeah.
They're making tools and stuff.
That's scary.
Yeah.
It's Planet of the Apes. Like, that's coming.
No. We're fine.
We're fine. People from like 300 years from now, they're gone.
Sorry, great grandkids.
There you go, nailed it. The next one I have is, it's called 88 Days, the Jamie Kloss story. So it's about it's a crime, but it's put on by a guy by the name of Lou Regus.
Lou Regus.
Yeah, from Care 11.
Yeah.
He was, like, talking with the family. He has a lot of, like, insider stuff from the Jamie Kloss story. And it is a great podcast. It gets you very emotional, I will say. And it gets you very upset with the guy that kidnapped Jamie Kloss. But...
is it Kloss with a K or a C?
C. It is a great podcast to listen to. The next one, it's called No Dumb Questions.
Love it. I listen to it religiously.
So do I. Every time it comes out, I'm listening to it right away.
Yep.
It is from...
I love that we're promoting other podcasts on our...
Yeah, you gotta do it.
Our podcast.
These are real podcasts that are, like, top of the line. Like, millions of people listen to these guys. Like, each week.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
No Dumb Questions.
Destin Sandlin and Matt Whitman.
Yep.
Destin is from Smarter Every Day on YouTube, which is a YouTube channel I religiously watch.
Religiously, yep.
And then Matt is a, technically like a preacher.
Yeah.
But he's kind of like he's different.
I want to say it's like a freelance preacher, but it's...
That's a good way of saying it.
You know, he used to be a college professor for theology. And
he's
now,
a history gut.
Yep.
New gut?
Not guru.
Guru. There's a different word I'm thinking of.
Nut buff.
Nut.
History
I think
buff.
I put guru and nut together and good came gut. Out with gut.
I like it.
Yeah. He's a gut.
It would be girt.
Yes.
True.
Or...
Grit. Groot. I am Groot.
Nuru.
But,
Nuru.
He's got a YouTube channel, too.
The Bible Hour.
Yeah.
Bible Hour, I think it is.
Yep.
No Dumb Questions is great.
It is my all-time favorite podcast.
They talk about just random things. Each episode is pretty much based on the same thing. Excuse me. They are very clean. It's a very clean podcast, unlike Joe Rogan and some others out there. And they are just two very, very smart guys, and they are funny in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get through a couple episodes, I feel like, to really feel it. And I strongly recommend it. You will learn something every episode.
Every episode. Even every video if you watch Smarter Every Day.
That was my next one.
Because they're so smart, aren't they? Like, just, like...
Genius. He was a NASA...
Destin was a NASA engineer.
Yeah. And then he was...
That's too smart.
He was also working with the Army.
Yeah.
About weapons. About...
defense.
Yeah, it was... He studied, like, rockets and stuff like that. To determine how to fight back against them. So he took, like, enemy...
anti-missile.
Yeah. And he, like, studied that stuff. And that was my next one, was going into YouTube. Not a podcast, but a YouTube channel.
I do a lot of YouTube.
Smarter Every Day. Kyle, have you ever watched that?
Probably.
It is one that you...
I wrote it down.
You would binge watch that.
I have.
I went through probably all the videos that he posted. And
there's some from like 7 years ago that pop up on my feed, and I'm like, this looks super interesting.
Yeah.
He pulls
out
how
light refracts underwater.
Yeah, it's not even stuff that you care about. Like, you wouldn't care about it. Like, one that I want him to do is the buoy. Like, and I want...
My dad already told you how it works.
Tweet at him.
I would like, do it, because I'm off the North Star cast Twitter. But it's, he just makes it so interesting and so fascinating, like.
So simple.
Yeah.
Like Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Like, he goes to where they hold the moon rocks from the Apollo missions. And.
It's so cool.
It's just fascinating. And then one more recommendation for you. On YouTube, it's called Jerry Rig Everything. It's a guy by the name of Zach.
Would have been better.
I've heard about him. I don't really watch.
He, like, breaks down phones. He breaks down laptops, tablets. He puts together stuff. His wife now is in a wheelchair, and he took from her first wheelchair, he took it. Some metal off of it, and then put it into his wedding ring. Like, he just does weird things like that. I don't know why, but I sit there and I watch, like, teardowns of phones for... I could watch it for hours. Like, he just, the way he explains it, it's a very well-produced show. Like, that's really what it is. The one thing I will say with that one, there's one thing, is when he gets a phone, he scratches it. He does a scratch test on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he will take his razor blade and scrape it. Like, my ears are ringing right now from this. He will scrape it on the edge of the metal.
I can feel it and hear it.
He scrapes it, and it gets annoying. So I usually skip ahead.
Yeah.
Because it's... And it's funny.
You could just mute it.
He references, like, that sound, so he probably gets a lot of comments, like, don't scrape every edge. Like, but, it's just a fascinating one again. But there's just a few recommendations. I've been meaning to throw, especially No Dumb Questions, out there quite a bit.
Yeah.
But I just kept forgetting, and so I finally wrote them all down, and now I remembered.
Yeah.
Did you have one more thing over there?
Off topic? Going off of your topic, going off of podcasts that I usually listen to, I started running again, so I listen to podcasts while I run when I'm on the treadmill. I've been listening to them for a while, but Spittin' Chiclets.
I've never listened to them.
You gotta give them a chance.
I've tried. Okay, that's a lot. I've tried.
Yeah.
It's like the You Betcha guy.
Yeah.
I tried, and I can't sit there and I can't.
I just listened, or I just watched the, you guys follow Barstool on Twitter?
Yep. Yeah.
They had the pizza review with the Spittin' Chiclets guys. Hilarious. They're so good. I love Ryan Whitney and Paul Bizanet, Biznasty, and then Real Admiral. I just really enjoy their podcasts because they talk about hockey and then they put their own little spin on it, and there's just like their accents are just so funny to listen to because two of them are Boston guys. They got the
Boston,
kinda hot. They always say that, and Biznasty, he's just a funny guy, fighter in the NHL for like less than 200 games. Just a funny podcast that I enjoy. They basically only talk about hockey. I don't really have a ton of podcasts that I listen to religiously. I do watch a lot of YouTube. Casey Neistat is a good one to watch. He does vlogs, he does tech reviews, he's had all those guys that you've talked about, he's had him on his YouTube channel. And he's just like a filmmaker, he does like all that stuff. He's like, you know, like vlogging.
Yeah.
He was the first guy to make that like mainstream.
I think I know
who he wears the sunglasses, Casey Neistat. He's got the sunglasses, he's got like curly hair, he runs all the time,
yep. I know. He's a weird guy.
Yeah, he's cool though. I really like his work and just like his viewpoints on stuff. I don't know. I'm really into video games. I know a lot of people aren't as much. I watch a lot of guys who do like video games and things of that sort. So like
Ninja.
I don't really watch his stuff as much.
PewDiePie?
I know of PewDiePie. He just hit 100 million subscribers.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Like, I'm sorry. I should say, I understand the watching of it.
It's but esports is going to start to become bigger than
it'll be an Olympic
actual sports.
Sport.
I don't eventually. Think it'll be Olympic.
League of Legends?
I don't think so.
It'll stay only in X Games. Because like
okay.
If you think about it, like they don't allow motor.
That's best.
It won't make the Olympics, but League of Legends, the champion. I don't watch League, LOL. League of Legends. that
Kalen.
Was
Kalen Boych does
for the
he's a big League of Legends guy.
The championship game, the final one. It was viewed more times live than the Super Bowl was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Last year.
And I believe it.
Like, League of Legends, Dota, Fortnite just had a 16-year-old win $3 million from in the World Cup.
Was that the one that was from Minnesota?
Booga. There was, his name was Booga. He was on Jimmy Fallon. Yeah. I don't know if
there, there was.
I don't know if he's from Minnesota.
I don't know if it was that one that you're talking about, but there was
I think
a
he finished
16.
Like third.
Yeah.
And he won like $1 million.
Yeah. Even third place gets $1 million. Call of Duty is now having like state teams. So like Minnesota has a Call of Duty team now. And they're stationed in like a warehouse and they have their players
crazy.
And stuff. So
that's
like
crazy.
Esports is on the come up. I've been watching it since like forever ago.
Okay, first off, the new Call of Duty looks sweet.
I played the beta a little bit. It's worth, like, it's, if you enjoyed, like, Modern Warfare 2 and, like, all that stuff, that's the game that
I
you
enjoyed the
it.
First Modern Warfare.
It's worth the buy.
Okay, because then it started getting into, like, the future stuff, like, where you're jumping
yep,
around.
And it's not
it,
like that at all.
Thank God, because that
like
was awful.
The three perks, you get a grenade, you get your gun and a secondary, and
see, I will be one that will play the campaign. That's all I'll play.
The campaign I looked awesome.
Yeah, and I'm
looks so cool.
I want it. I usually don't like. There are only a few video games that I really care about. Like yeah. I hardly buy the sports games anymore, and that's
I
pretty much
either.
What I bought. That's all I played.
Yeah,
and it's I haven't. Red Dead is. The one that I loved. I loved Red Dead. Excuse me.
You bought Red Dead Redemption 2?
Mm-hmm. It was a great game.
Right, girl.
You're all right, girl. And then Grand Theft Auto 6 coming out.
You'll probably buy that one.
Yeah. I love Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One game that I think you would enjoy then, if it's like strictly like campaign and story and stuff, is God of War.
No.
No?
No.
You wouldn't like that?
I don't like the gory stuff, dude.
It's not really that gory.
It was extremely gory.
Was it?
Yeah.
Like, back in the day, or like the newest
the
one?
The new one.
Did you watch it?
No, Brittany's brother played it.
Oh.
Yeah, dude, it's nuts. It's weird.
It was a cool story.
I
never fully played through it myself. I've gotten, like, halfway through it. Then I watched, like, the rest on YouTube. It's a really cool story.
And then I got one more YouTube
okay.
channel. It's called The Sound Traveler.
Is that the one?
Yeah. Destin.
Is that Destin too?
Yeah. He has these headphones that are also microphones. So he puts it up to his ear. And now you will need headphones to...
I have those.
You will need headphones to listen to this properly. Because it's by... I don't know how to say it.
By far.
By nanoral... By...
Hi.
here, hang on.
He's gotta bring up his dictionary.
B-I-N-A-R... Sorry, B-I-N-A-U-R-A-L.
Binaural.
Binaural?
Yeah.
Binaural.
Recording, which means it records your left, what your left ear ears and what your right ear ears, and it's different.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
What your left ear ears.
You said it the same thing.
Ears. Did left. I say ears the first
you
time?
You said left ear
this
ears.
This is what my left ear oh, ears man. And my right ear ears. and you did it again.
So
we met.
That's awesome. Yeah, exactly.
He'll do little things like walk through the New York subway ride.
You've told us
yeah,
about this.
We
one.
Watched
it
that
is
one.
The coolest. Dude, I've never wanted to go to New York as bad as I did after watching that. I really love New York, and that's a very big surprise because I'm more of a
yeah, you're like
city.
Not
I'm not a city guy.
No, not
do you
want
to go to Boston?
I do want
to go
to
Boston.
Let's go to Boston.
Okay.
Okay, let's do a podcast out there.
Okay.
I'm in.
All right, we need funding for Boston. For, but... It's a really cool, he just does different things and he records it and it really sounds like you're there, which is really cool.
Yeah, you've showed us that before. And
yeah.
It was,
I think
it was
the New York
cool.
one.
Yeah, I think it was.
I think
it
was.
The subway one.
He has a bunch of different ones on here that are really cool and I really recommend that one.
He's a cool guy.
Yep. But, while we're at it, Peter Benz. I just follow him every now and then. He's a piano player.
Oh.
But he... Here, I'll pull up a song real quick here.
All right. Can I go pee while you're there?
Speaking of piano music, whenever I had to study speaking for finals... Speaking of peeing.
Being a pianist.
Whenever I had to study for finals, I couldn't listen to music. Like, I couldn't listen to classic rock. I couldn't listen to rap or country. Because in my head, all I would be thinking are the lyrics, and I'd start singing along in my head. And I couldn't focus on...
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm the guy that studies by reading the slides.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it's an example, like, I'll write out the example or already have it written out.
Yeah.
But since I'd have to read through the slides, I couldn't read and listen to lyrical music. So I listened to, like, classical. Mozart, Beethoven,
A guy in my work does that, too.
It's so soothing.
I listen to podcasts throughout the day.
I do, too.
I'll have to pause it if I'm, like, trying to focus.
Yep.
But when I'm doing mindless stuff, I just throw in a podcast. Or I'll throw on, like, a song. I'll throw on, like, one song and just listen to it.
On repeat?
Yeah.
Really?
I've done that a few times.
I'll throw in, like, a playlist. Like, I've got a Beatles. I'm really back into the Beatles again.
Are you?
My family and I just saw Yesterday again. So my parents had seen Yesterday, the movie.
Yeah.
And I just saw it for the first time. And
that's
it got
the one about the guy
that forgets, or that's
no
like the
one
only
knows
one.
Other than him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I want to see that.
It was really good, dude. It got me back on the Beatles again. Like, I listen to the Beatles. It's such a cool idea.
That's so such a great idea. It's so simple, but it's
it
like,
is. It's like nobody had ever thought about it until now.
Yeah.
Like it was. It was a great movie. The way they did it was awesome. But yeah, it got me back on the Beatles, like hardcore Beatles again. I've got a playlist on Amazon Music now with like 190 Beatles songs.
So this is
Walk Like an Egyptian.
No, this is...
Are you sure?
Despacito.
Oh.
By Peter Benson. So he has a couple, like, electronic loop system.
Yeah.
And, but he is doing this all off of the piano.
Oh, you swiped. Oh,
son of a bee.
Yeah, you swiped over.
Dirty!
Son of a... So, like, obviously that's a little, like, audio helper, but...
Oh, he's actually hitting the chords.
It's just fascinating to watch. I don't know why.
I wish I could play the piano.
Hang on. No, you gotta watch the rest of it.
I know, that's why I wanted the phone.
No, these are just teasers. These are teasers.
No, what's this guy's name?
Peter
Fuji? Oh.
Here's Africa by Toto.
I love, that's one of my top three favorite songs.
This is Africa by Toto. Wedding song, Bonnie.
It's just so good. All right, one more. Here's somebody. That was hideous.
I thought it was beautiful. All
right, nice here's job. Somebody to Love by Queen.
Another great song.
This is the live version, too.
Woo!
That was hideous. No.
That was hideous. But, yeah, I found him on Facebook one time.
Benson?
B-E...
Peter Benson or Peter Bentz or
Benson. B E N Z
P O N.
No. B E N C E. Bentsy.
Bentz.
Bentsy.
Bentz.
Bentz. Bentsy.
Bentz. Carson Wentz.
Peter Bentz. Whoa, this podcast is long.
How long are we going?
We are currently at 120.
Oh, that's not bad.
Three.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's a longer one for us.
Yeah.
It is.
I do enjoy that, though.
Yeah.
We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah. No. We also just got on tangents, which is good.
Yeah.
It was a good episode.
I do enjoy... Yeah. We should have some sort of segment each podcast.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Like,
like a random like stories.
Every...
Didn't we do that the first
two? We did the first
two?
One.
Every yeah. three... Every third week, each one of us should have something... Like I had
so like every week.
Like
each
I
us...
had the grilling.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you did the.
We
like,
just happened to
podcast.
Have it on the same week.
Yeah.
So,
so you've got the next 13.
Yeah,
that works for me.
13, 14.
Boy, have I got stuff to say.
Just put it.
Guys, help!
Really? Do you guys? Can you guys
Google.
Just get me for the next Google. 13 weeks? I don't have any.
Google. I'll get you back eventually. Google. How do you spell it?
G.
Google.
B I N G.
I was already on Bing.
Who's on Bing?
Why?
My computer always automatically does it.
H O.
You've never fixed it.
I've tried to change it. It just goes back.
He's kidding.
Are you lying?
No. Like Carson Wentz. Ready? Carson Wentz. Ready? It should go to Google. Boom. Google. Oh no! Just kidding. We're gonna go to Bing.
What? It goes Google and it.
I'll show you when
refreshes
we're done.
Refreshes okay. the Bing.
I'll That's show you weird. When we're done, yeah.
Y-A-H-O-O.
Yahoo!
No, oh, it's Google.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I don't like that.
That does not
I
look
don't
nice.
Like that. Uncle
hey,
Johnny.
Hey, there
what
you
did
go.
You guys just go
it was,
on?
It was the Yahoo search page. It just didn't look nice.
Uh-huh. While we're kind of wrapping this up, second week in a row where this didn't like cut out. That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah,
nice. Knock on some wood.
Yeah, we're just cuts right now. Yeah. That was really good because no one said anything.
We planned it.
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
No.
We don't plan a lot of things.
No.
Except
Not
the beer.
All.
Yeah. Yeah, we got that down.
Lately, we've just been drinking beer every episode.
I enjoy
Where's
it.
Where's Gecky?
Huh?
Where's Gecky?
Yeah,
he's always around when we're drinking beer.
Usually he smells them.
Yeah. Oh, there he is. No.
Yeah, I gotta bring some random beer next time because you guys
sure,
brought some.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Cool.
Good old life. You guys got anything else?
I got nothing else.
I think I'm all tapped out. All
right. Look up those podcasts. Get a Traeger
And the
grill.
North Star Cast.
And the North Star Cast.
Hey, get a Traeger grill. Just get out there and grill. And, yeah,
not
there
too
was
many weekends left you can do it.
No. No, there's not. That's sad.
50-some next week. I love it.
This is a good temperature
It was
right now.
Perfect.
Today
this
was
week.
Yeah, I'll allow it.
This week was perfect.
The beginning was kind of... iffy.
Kinda hot.
But.
Kinda hot.
Other than that, yeah, we did throw some sports at you.
We did.
But, so I'm sorry.
Skull Twins.
Skull. Is that how you properly say it?
I think so.
Nice. I'm like
whatever,
a real Viking.
Whatever right. you want.
Real Vikings did not have horns on their helmet. Did you know that?
Yeah.
No, that was just for operas.
Why did I learn that?
Probably when I got back from Sweden.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
There's a show that says it. I don't know what show.
Vikings?
The Vikings have a show?
No, that's not it.
No, the Vikings is a show.
It is a show.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
Game
know.
Of Thrones.
Yeah. Game
there
of Thrones is stupid.
What age does that happen?
You're in? Stupid.
I've never seen it.
It's good.
Grey's Anatomy is great.
The Masked Singer.
What a hideous show that is.
Oh, come on.
Hideous. I'm joking. So good. I was joking about Game of Thrones, but
it's so good. No. My family loves it.
I've never actually watched it.
It's just we awful. We enjoy it.
Wasn't Ninja awful. On the last, yeah. the most recent one?
Yeah.
Did they guess him?
Yeah,
eliminated.
What?
They guessed him?
Did oh. They, like... I thought you said gassed.
You lose. Oh. Ting. This mess.
They did guess him, though? Like, yeah. Was he, like, easily known?
I don't think any of the judges guessed him. I did.
Oh.
I knew.
So, what? That's how do you thing, get out, it? Then?
So, it's a singing competition.
Yeah,
so, so they vote on which they have a battle. So, two of them go up against each other. They vote on their favorite. The loser of that vote goes into another sudden death battle. The loser of that has to take off their mask.
Mm. And Ninja lost.
Ninja lost one of them, and then Johnny Weir lost the other. So, the if you had... Spoiler alert! A little See, late.
But that's the thing, like... Who is that?
Johnny Weir?
Yeah.
A really famous figure skater?
I wouldn't know.
Olympian? Gold medal?
Nope.
Look him up.
He was in Godfather.
What?
No.
Nope. No.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Johnny Weir.
I typed in Michael.
Michael Phelps?
Close. They just started They typing. Rhyme. They rhyme, right?
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Johnny Weir.
Yeah. I thought you meant the other Johnny.
No, yeah, Johnny.
The yes. announcer of figure skating.
He was a figure skater.
Olympian. Yeah, but now he...
He announces
all the...
Yes.
Yeah. interesting fellow.
It's because we haven't had JW as a letters yet.
There's no way.
I never knew
We haven't done letters in forever either.
No.
Not since
I'll put one together. Yeah, I'll put one together.
I'll put a game together too.
When we do Sammy.
Oh my gosh.
Bad way of saying that. When we,
I was just saying like, wow, we still haven't done that.
No, it's Brittany was with her Whoa. Tonight.
Where are they?
In volleyball. Yeah, volleyball. How'd you know that?
It was just snap.
Oh,
snap story.
Brittany snapping you?
No.
Hi, Kyle.
Yeah. Brittany, just letting you know, Kyle. I'm at a what? Volleyball game.
Hi.
How often do you guys talk?
Yeah, like. All the time.
3 times a week.
Well, me and Miranda are best friends on Snapchat.
How dare you?
I don't have any friends.
It's when you bring out a... It's when you bring out the white glove and just smack him across the... We shall duel.
Whoa.
Wow. I'm Matt Palmquist.
My ears are ringing.
Might have to cut that one out.
Yeah. Why?
Because the middle...
Your car is just gonna... Oh my gosh.
There's like a dark blue that is like the high points, and then the lighter blue is inside.
Yeah.
And the lighter blue is just showing. Like, there's no blue. There's no dark blue, so it's that loud. So, yeah, we'll probably cut that one.
I'm listening.
Do you not get what I'm saying?
Oh, I get it.
He does. No, he just doesn't understand color.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot about that.
I know. Every time.
How do I forget? Like,
every time.
All the time.
Every time.
Legit, I forget, too. It's not even a joke. No, I'm just forget.
Every time. It's funny.
I'm sorry.
I enjoy it. It's a good laugh. Ha ha ha. Oh.
Alright. Anything else?
No.
Don't sound so happy.
Right. It's like a Minnesota goodbye every time that we try to end the podcast.
I'm Matt Palmquist.
I'm Kyle Moore.
And I'm Brent Wallace. We are the North Star Cast, wishing you a very happy...
It's National Pancake Day, isn't it?
It is. That wow. It is, but now I can't use that one. Let's move on
As you
to...
shouldn't. It was a boring one.
Whoa.
Nobody likes pancakes.
Shamu the Whale Day.
Shamu!
Happy Shamu the Whale Day.